Chapter 11, What to Do When You Feel Stuck. This book has been all about strategies for growth and making progress towards whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. Before we wrap up, I want to spend a little more time on the subject of progress. Things don't always go as we plan. Sometimes, despite our best efforts, we just feel stuck. A lesson that continuously resurfaces for me is that actual progress rarely looks the way I assumed it would. I'm typically so hyper-focused on a metric like pounds lost, wins or losses, dollars in and out, that I miss the other signs of progress. While locked inside during the quarantine, I got really into the Lord of the Rings card game. I know, I'm a huge nerd. You build decks to tackle quests that have different game mechanics. What you don't realize when you start playing this game is that it's really, really difficult. At first, you're focused on winning and losing. After you start racking up loss after loss after loss, you realize a big part of the fun of this game is actually the hilarious ways in which you can lose. You might be nearly victorious when all of a sudden a bad card draw swiftly annihilates your entire strategy. As I got into podcasts and discords about this game, yes, they exist, and heard similar sentiments from the community, I let go of the idea that I needed to win right away. I've learned to just enjoy the process of making decks and learning the quirks of each quest. I needed to recalibrate the way I viewed progress. Interestingly, this also caused me to improve at the game faster. There are parallels between playing a difficult game and learning to code, improving your coding skills, or doing DevRel. Whenever we're learning new skills, there are going to be times where we get frustrated or overwhelmed. When we feel that way, it's easy to get discouraged and assume that means that we're not actually making progress on our goals. This is often because we get tunnel vision on a specific outcome as a sign of progress, a job, a title, a salary level, a particular speaking event, or a completed project. That's not to say that these big goals aren't important, but notice that these are big, macro-level outcomes that don't usually happen in one move. They're also tied to hard numbers or binary outcomes. One of the major things I'm hoping you'll take away from this book is that a much better day-to-day focus is skill improvement. Those big goals are more like the context and direction of your skill improvement. I've found that asking myself questions periodically is a good way to gauge my skill improvement. When I don't feel like I'm making progress, I've started getting the habit of asking myself, am I actually not making progress? Or is the progress I'm making smaller than what I'm measuring? Maybe I'm getting 1% better every day. That's still forward progress, even though it doesn't feel big and dramatic and give me that emotional boost that I'm looking for. That small amount of forward movement tells me that I'm going in the right direction. I might need to increase the velocity of what I'm doing, or I just might need to be patient and let time work its magic. This is similar to how pounds lost or weight you're able to lift is only one dimension of measuring physical health. There are also the dimensions of mobility, flexibility, and pain reduction. Other questions I find helpful if I'm not feeling like I'm making progress. How are my skills better than they were last year? What do I know now that I didn't know last year? How have I gotten more efficient in how I work? Have I done any new collaborative projects? How have the quality of my relationships improved? Am I better at making strategic decisions? There's an upside to not knowing what progress is going to look like ahead of time. Often, what we imagine progress will look like is a lot less complex and beautiful than what progress turns out to be. A few years ago, I took a table making class where I used recycled pieces of wood to build a small tabletop. Because I was a beginner, I made a lot of mistakes in measuring and matching up the wood pieces when I glued them together. It turned out that the tabletop looked a lot more creative than I originally planned because all of those little mistakes added a level of complexity that I didn't think to design. If you were to go back in time a few years and tell yourself where you are today and which people are in your life, there's a good chance that, at a minimum, you wouldn't believe yourself. When I started transitioning to tech in 2013, I had never heard of developer relations, I had no idea what a SaaS product was, I didn't set out with a goal of becoming an Angular developer or a Google developer expert or a developer advocate because I literally didn't even know what those things were and that they existed. All of those twists and turns, the chance encounters, and the relationships I've built over the years took me down a completely different path than I anticipated. This is why it's so important to hold those macro goals with somewhat of a loose grip. They're great for setting our general direction, but they're not necessarily a good indicator of improvement. Sometimes we end up in a different place than we set out for. Sometimes we do get to where we're trying to go, and it turns out we don't really like it that much. I used to think I wanted to be a digital nomad, but after quite a lot of traveling and speaking, I realized that I'm pretty content traveling once or twice a month and having a home base. I also met Amy, who disrupted some of my plans in the best possible way. In summary, you're probably doing better than you think you are, just maybe not in the way you thought you would. You've nearly made it to the end of this book. Let's wrap up with some resources for you to go deeper.